So now on The Art Show, I am joined by Aisling Hyland, who is the events manager for Inspire Fest. Aisling, welcome to Near FM.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So listen, this is the fourth year of Inspire Fest. It's an international festival of technology, design, science and the arts. And you've been with the festival since the beginning. What can we expect for this year's lineup in terms of the arts side of things?
Well, we have a massive lineup this year. Over 50 international speakers are heading over to Ireland for the main event. It's on the 21st and 22nd of June. And arts and technology is a big key theme for us this year. So on the main stage, we'll have an incredible performer, Heather Massey. So she's an American playwright and performer. And she's going to perform her one-woman show called Hedy, The Life and Inventions of Hedy Lamarr. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Hedy Lamarr before.
I have, because obviously she's famous from the Hitchcock movies.
Yes, yes. So she's like infamously famous as being the 1940s bombshell, the most glamorous siren of the silver screen. And even MGM had named her as the most beautiful woman of that time. But she's also recognized, and it's something that a lot of people don't really know about her, as the woman behind the technology, as we call it today, Wi-Fi. She basically invented Wi-Fi. So in this theatre performance, Heather goes into the life and times of Hedy Lamarr and how she actually came about creating what we now today know as Wi-Fi. Back then, it was called frequency hopping.
Wow. And of course, and one of the most important inventions of our generation. I don't know what any of us would do day to day without Wi-Fi. And I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yes, it's really impressive. We'll also have an incredible performance, a first-of-its-kind performance from Bell Labs and Reeps One. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Reeps One, but he's an experimental vocalist. He's a world-renowned beatboxer, and he's going to be performing with Nokia Bell Labs, this kind of AI, AR visual performance where his visual sounds are going to interact on stage, and it's going to be very much a must-see performance.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
We also have the cartoonist and writer Liza Donnelly, and she has been the cartoonist for the New Yorker magazine for years and years, and she famously started drawing cartoons for the Me Too movement and the likes of the Oscars as well. She was the first person to kind of draw the speakers as they were arriving. She's going to be doing a talk, but she's also going to be doing drawings of Dublin as well.
Oh, fab.
So it's, yes. So even of the InspireFest speakers and everything. So she's definitely a must-see.
Wow. And also the New Yorker, it's like that's always on the top of my list for kind of publications. It's one of those really gold-plated ones in terms of articles and cartoons, and so absolutely incredible to have her over.
It's incredible to have her. We've got tons and tons of speakers coming from all across the world, really, and our attendees as well can enjoy what we call the legendary InspireFest Fringe Festival. So that's after the main conference, and this is on in the CHQ building. And here our attendees are going to enjoy some live music by electro folk music by the Irish duo called Hummingbird.
Oh, yeah, they're amazing.
They are. We'll also have stand-up comedy by science comedians, Bright Club. So that's a bit of a twist on your traditional stand-up. And we'll also have first-of-its-kind premiere of Zoe Philpott's theatre performance, Ada's Army. And this is with audience interaction. So this is all going on in this Fringe Festival. So during this play was inspired by Ada Lovelace. So Ada, I don't know if you've heard of Ada Lovelace before, but she's now recognised as being the world's first computer programmer. And about 100 years even before the world's first computer was made. But she was famously written out of history, like many women of the 19th century. So Zoe performs this theatre performance, bringing Ada's story to life, but also other women of that era.
And she was, of course, as well, the child of Lord Byron, the famous poet.
the famous poet. Yes, she was. Yeah.
So to have someone of her lineage written out of history, really, it's a travesty.
It really is. So that's kind of the core ethos behind InspireFest. We really showcase, you know, incredible women and people of minorities that are doing such fantastic work, even now, but even previously, that may have been written out of history. So it's an incredible lineup, and a lot of stuff you may not have seen or heard before, so it's really one to go and attend.
And so I saw as well, you were talking obviously about the amazing international guests you've got coming along, but you've also got some of the sort of creme de la creme of the Irish arts community, like the you've got the artistic director of Magnus, who always do incredible work, is going to be as well doing something with you this year.
Yes, we do. We have Nolan Kavanagh of Magnus, creative director, and she's going to be showcasing some of her incredible work with us, and she's working with a lot of arts and technology. It's not just the art side. So that's going to be a fantastic talk that she's going to give.
And I think what's so amazing about these kinds of events as well is kind of all the different people who come are kind of colliding and finding ideas from people from different disciplines to them that can actually, you know, that can inspire them, and they can take on different elements. I noticed as well one of the events you've got Philip Bromwell, who's a video journalist at RTE, and he just won an award at Mojo Fest for a film that he made about homelessness, which was completely shot on a mobile phone. So STEM, or that becomes STEAM, or certainly where art and technology meet, is a really interesting place.
Yeah, the interdisciplinarity of STEM and STEAM, and when you bring these areas together, that's really what inspires people. And it's kind of why we put everyone on the one stage. We don't have 10 million stages and you miss the talk that you were thinking of seeing, or that the talk that you never thought you'd see. Everything is on one stage. So you have scientists, artists, designers, VR specialists, everyone communicating and sharing their knowledge and their expertise in their field. But it's all interconnected.
Absolutely. And too often people kind of silo these out and separate them, but actually all of these things belong together. So it's an absolutely incredible couple of days that you've got lined up for us. And if people want to go along, Aisling, how do they find out more about what's taking place and how to book tickets?
Well, the best thing to do is to visit our website. So if they go on to inspirefest.com, they'll see a huge range of speakers that are going to be at the event, that are going to speaking. They're going to see who what kind of company attends, the schedules, and obviously tickets as well, so they can buy tickets there.
Can't wait to come along to the event and report back on what it was like. Thank you so much for joining us today, Aisling Hyland, events manager of InspireFest 2018.